I loved it. I was looking forward for snow, but it did not come. Amen. Let's do a couple of things together. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalms 107. There are some Bibles behind you, next to you. Share a couple of announcements that might pertain to you this morning. We can get that out of the way. The next thing, let's prepare our giving unto the Lord. Can I hear a good amen for that?
Amen.
It's always good to give to God. Give Him your time, your talent, and your finances. It's always good. We have a very amazing system here. And that system is set up to take care of wonderful missionaries all over the world. Somebody say world. So every time you give a dollar, 10% of that goes into missions, where we take care of missionaries all over the world. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
So you know that your giving has a purpose and a cause. 3% of that dollar goes into a fund that helps our family members here at New Beginnings. Actually, we have a couple of them. They're there to assist you. If you work really hard and you're $5 short, I want to give you that $5. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Our best to take care is the house of the Lord. The other 2%, we put away. We put it away so that way, on a rainy day, we've got a couple of dollars left for the year. So 15% before we pay any light, any gas, anyone, we take care of the things of the Lord first. Why am I sharing that with you this morning? Because I would love for you to do the same thing. Trust God with your life and your finances. Last time I mentioned money, a couple of people said, we're never coming back. So I'm afraid to even mention any of that. But I wanted to share with you that this ministry has been going on since 1994. And do you know that the founding members are still members of New Beginnings? There's probably between 375, 400 that say New Beginnings is their home. We don't see them all the time. We see them online. They come here. Once in a while, they decide to kind of pack us out. But this morning, if you look around, we're pretty good, 85%, you know, good capacity. So we say amen to that, okay?
Amen.
All right. So let's get our giving to the Lord ready. But before the ushers come, I want to read Psalms 107. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
This verse is for someone this morning. This verse, I believe, will begin to minister to you. Help set the stage for the presentation of the Word of God. The Word of God is the key to everything. Somebody give me a good smile. It's the key to everything. You have a good foundation in the Word of God, you're in good hands. You're doing well. You're doing really good. You are right where you need to be in the Word of God. But verse 20 is for someone that needs to hear this, that will help them understand where they're at. Verse 20, He sent His Word. Almighty God sent His Word, the written Word, the Word that became flesh and lived among us, the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent His Word to heal them. If you're here this morning and you need any type of healing, you are right where you need to be, in the Word of God. He sent His Word to heal them. and not only to heal them, but to deliver them. Amen? Ushers, would you come? Thank you, Almighty God, for every person that has faith in you with their stewardship. Thank you, God, that you use this ministry for outreach, evangelism, discipleship, training, growing up, the fellowship together, having a place to come to meet, as this building is used every day. Every day this building is being used for the glory of God. And we thank you, Lord, that as you use us to help the city of Pueblo find Jesus. And I hope this morning that we are in right where we need to be of your understanding. So today, God, all the giving today, you get all the glory and all the honor. We thank you for blessing this work in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Thank you, ushers. Thank you, everyone, for your giving. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for praying for those that need prayer. There's still a lot of crazy bacterias, viruses going on out in the community. Continue to pray. Continue to lift them up in prayer. Now, February is almost gone. Just a couple of days left. Here comes March. The Lord imparted in my heart three very powerful, essential principles, truth, word, eternal word for this time. The world is getting darker. That means that the church should be getting more brighter. I know you and I don't like what's going on in the world, but there's something that is happening in the spirit realm. Somebody say spirit realm. And I'm sensitive to the things of the Lord. I don't want to just present sermons, series. I spent quality time preparing two series that are already to be presented. And the Lord, who loves us, who ministers to us, wants to make sure that we don't miss what's going on in the end times. Somebody say end times. End times. End times. These are exciting, exciting things for the things of the Lord. On the other side, it's getting pretty wicked. We're dealing with things that are no longer hiding. They're right out in the open. I'm going to say it again. They're right out in the open. They are teasing us. They are challenging us. They are trying to intimidate us. They're trying to make sure that what we have, telling the community, the world, that what we have is not of God. And I'm here to announce and I'm here to say what you have in front of you, the Word of God, is true and powerful and real, and it'll transform and it'll change. This is why he put in my soul, in my heart, that you and I have a clear, clear understanding of what God is saying and what he wants us to experience and what he wants us to dream about and why he's drawing people. Why are people falling away, but people are coming in like remnant? The harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. There are remnants that are being raised up for the glory of God, because they understood what it means to be tested, to go through trial, to go through difficulty, things that we don't understand. We want understanding, but we're not getting understanding from it. But what we need to understand is that God is saying something to us. And I hope we take heed. We're listening very carefully of what that word is. So he put some very precious things that you all know about. I don't think we've neglected them, but I think we need to get better in them. Amen. And as we get better in them, we'll understand why people without Jesus who are dying is not a good thing. They need Jesus. Everyone needs Jesus. I want to say to you, and I want you to think about it, and I want you to ponder it. I'll give you the correct answer at the end of my presentation. But I want you to know that there are five Gospels in the New Testament. Somebody say five. Well, wait a minute, Pastor, there's four. I know you. There's four. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But there's five, and I'm going to give you the fifth one. You're going to leave today knowing what the fifth Gospel is. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you this morning for your anointing, your presence, of what you're saying to us. Exciting times, but difficult times. You are ministering to us so that we can help those who need Jesus, come from different fashion, backgrounds, things that are going on that we never thought would be going on. They're not hiding. They are in public, and they're telling us, and they're taunting us, and they're saying, whose God is bigger and whose God is more powerful? And I pray that we draw the line and we all say that the Lord God that created the heavens and the earth is more powerful than any other God in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, let your word come forward in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I do pray that when we leave today, you have a better understanding of the fifth gospel that's going to be crucial that we understand. So he put in my soul that we would get a better cry, a better passion for the commission of God. What did God commission us to do? And then he put in my heart, in the middle of all of what Pastor is going through, that the commands of God, there are some commands of God that will not change. Man has tried to change it. Church has tried to change it. Culture has tried to change it. The colleges have tried to change it. The system has tried to change it. But we cannot change what God has commanded. Those commands will be there until the coming of the Lord. There is an Antichrist coming, but there also is a Christ that is coming. I'm more not concerned about the Antichrist. I'm more concerned about that we don't miss the Christ that is inside of us. There's a covenant that God has made with you. And there's a covenant that you made with God. There are covenants in the Bible that are God's covenants. They are based on relationship. Everyone here this morning, please hear me as loud as I can speak and say, you were created to have relationship with God. You were not created just to be around God or be around church or Christian people or just kind of have, you know, the two together. There is a drawing line taking place. And I hope you're part of it, and I hope you're feeling it, and I hope you're sensing it, how important it is that we make a complete statement. You've heard me say this, and I'll say it again this morning. America, listen, we, the Church of America, again, what's going on in America is that the integrity of God is at display. And they are taunting the integrity of God. And all you and I need to do is one very precious thing, and that is stand up for Jesus. Don't stand up for new beginnings, and don't stand up for doctrine. Don't stand up for denomination, and don't stand up for Jesus of the Bible. Not after Jesus that you were taught in Sunday school, even though I'm hoping that the Jesus you were taught in Sunday school is the Jesus of the Bible. Thank God I had the honor and the privilege of raising 5 children in the house of God. Actually, I didn't raise them. Mama raised them. I was just in the way. Now I have the honor and the privilege of raising or being part of grandchildren. And I never thought or even imagined what they're going through in the system. Back in the 60s and 70s, man, I'm really telling you my age, it was different. But this day, I'm watching children stand up for Jesus. Can you put your hands together and say amen? There's 5 Gospels. And thank God we live in America, that we still have the right and the privilege and the free speech and to be part of a fellowship that we think, we desire, and we dream of. We don't want ever for that to be taken from us. Let's keep it. Let's work really hard, especially now in these times that we're not sure what may be taking place. But we do know the God that created the heavens and the earth, He's in control. He's got it all under control. We just need to get in His refuge and His fortress. May I share to you a simple, basic understanding of commission. God's great commission. It is a commandment from the Lord. It's a biblical commission. It refers to the authoritative, the command, the mandate, the assignment from God. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every one of you here today, like it or not, believe it or not, you have an assignment from God. And it's come from the Lord. And you must surrender and you must believe that that commandment, that assignment is from God. You have a purpose for your existence in Jesus' name. We've got to acknowledge and we've got to make it public and we got to proclaim that the gospel is about making disciples. May I ask you this morning to be honest with yourself? And you're the only one that can really answer it. I can't judge you. I won't judge you. But I just want to encourage you this morning. Are you a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because if you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will go and make disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not church members. I gather together with pastors, and sometimes they say, I have 20,632 church members. Well, amen to that. But can I tell you that you minister to 2 churches? Did you know that? Yeah, you minister to 2 churches. You minister to the church called New Beginnings. Amen? And then you minister your second church called the Community. Amen? Pastors always minister to 2 churches because the community always asking for help. In weddings, I love weddings. Oh, they're so beautiful. But then you have to do funerals. Then you have to do dedications. Then you have to do one-to-ones. Then you have to help during difficult times. So this morning, it's important that we understand the Great Commission. And that Great Commission uses certain words that I would love to make sure that you have a clear understanding. Those terminologies include sending. Amen. Making disciples. Witnessing. Preaching. You didn't know you were a preacher, huh? Actually, you're a really good preacher. Even baptizing, which means that God has empowered believers to act as representations, of Christ. We represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen to that. The Great Commission, Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19, 18 through 20. We've all read it. We've all memorized it. Go and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And wherever you go, I'm going with you. So Jesus' final direct to his disciple is to go. There are many different ways you can witness and go. You don't have to have tracks to go and try to take care of the homeless people, even though that would be nice if we could have revival with the homeless people. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. They'll stop trashing the church outside. Be nice to have a revival among people in recovery or among people in athleticism or among the singles or among the marriage, or just it'll be awesome to see something like that take place. I know this is for someone, and I want to share this with you. No matter where you are with the Lord, maybe you have fallen away from the conviction of the Lord. And don't let conviction hold you back. Conviction is your friend. Conviction is part of your life. No matter what's going on, you can always reset. You can always reset. All you have to do is be honest with yourself and say, you know, I missed the mark, I missed the road, I missed the journey, I took the wrong turn, I took the wrong exit. Anybody ever taken a wrong exit before? Especially in Denver, right? Whoo, you got to go another hour just to go back to your whatever exit you missed. You can reset, and you can restart, and you can refocus as many times as you need to. The only thing you cannot do is quit. Amen? The Great Commission. God is saying, let's go back to some beautiful basics. Let's go back and be that gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ has called us. It's also called an apostolic commission. That is where the Word of God says in John 20, verse 21, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. Just like the Father sent Jesus, Jesus now is sending us. Sending refers to being sent forth with authority. You represent, you are an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are greatly knowledgeable about who you're representing, and you know it from the inside out, and you know all of the attributes and all what's going on with the Lord Jesus Christ. And for that reason, you can say, I have the authority to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Amen. You become a witness. I do apologize if you come from that background or if you have family in that background. But I love when those witnesses come to my door. I love it. Hi, I'm Bobby. I'm a witness. Oh, which kingdom hall do you go to? I go to the one called New Beginnings. And then they realize, wait a minute. Who is the true witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you say amen to that? We're going to preach the gospel. You are a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have a word from the Lord. And not only are you a preacher of the gospel, but you are an ambassador of the Lord. I come in the name of the Lord. Let me tell you why this is going to be crucial, why God is putting this together. Because you are going to begin, to deal with, be confronted with all of the Baal system of the world. They're going to begin to taunt. They're going to begin to confront. They're going to begin to challenge. They're going to begin to intimidate. But you're going to say, like Elijah said, because actually Elijah means, I serve the one living God. Say it with me, I serve the one living God. There's only one God, and his name is Jehovah God, Adonai. He is the God that is with us. And so when you understand why it's important that we share Jesus, and when we begin to share Jesus, we begin to understand all the wonderful things that begin to take place in our lives. The elements of this commission is this thing called authority. The commission is backed up with the authority of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. He has given you authority. Man, I believe that what's coming is a revival of not so much new people, amen for those who get saved, but the revival that's going to happen to us old folks that have been around the church long enough and realize that, wait a minute, you know, I'm kind of falling away. I'm getting cold. I'm not as fired up as I used to be. I've taken things for granted. I'm realizing, wait a minute, I've got to have that passion, that compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got to get on fire again. I've got to make sure that this is working like it used to be. And thank God. But listen, look at me for a moment. I hate to say that to people to look at me because I know I'm not the best thing to look at, but look over here. You looked at worse. You don't want me to go there. In the 70s, oh, Lord Jesus, that poor girl, she was a 1 at 6, but at 10, she was a 9. No, you got my point. I'll leave it there. I want you just to soak this in. And I want you to realize the importance of this great mandate. It's global. It is the go and tell the world, our little world, our big world. Listen, every nation in every country, can you tell me they need Jesus, right? They need Jesus. I don't care what's going on with every nation and every country. If they're not following Jesus, they're lost. If people are not following Jesus, they are lost. And we need to understand how powerful the Word of God is in our lives, because all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. It is a mandate, a global of all nations. Everybody deserves to hear about Jesus. Everybody does. Oh, I don't like that person. I'm not going to tell them about Jesus. Well, that's the one you should tell about Jesus. And maybe you'll like him. Amen? You know what's one of the saddest things is that you can't even get along. Shouldn't say you, in general. When you can't get along with your own neighbors. Hallelujah, glory to God. We build 10-foot walls because we don't want to see the neighbor. We are empowered, accompanied with the promises of divine presence of the Lord. Wherever we go, God goes with us. There are simple ways to share Jesus with people. Do you remember in the beginning of my message as we get our hearts ready for communion this morning? I said that there were five Gospels, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Who is the fifth Gospel if it's not us? If it's not us. They like to read us. And they like to keep record. So the responsibility really is to the obedience of the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm closing. I need you to get this. It entitles obedience to Christ's teaching and passing them on. You want to teach them about Jesus. Now, I can give kudos to New Beginnings, and I can say wonderful things about New Beginnings, because New Beginnings has been in existence since 1994. The existing church members from that, they're still here at New Beginnings. I know I already mentioned it once, but I want to say it to you again. Actually, two of them are sitting right next to each other. They didn't even know they were going to sit by each other. And the other ones are sitting right there. And the other one is sitting right there. So how many did you start off with? Five. And they're still here. And guess what? They have no stock in none of this. Just the eternal value. And I am so proud how far New Beginnings has come. We say amen to that, but listen, as I close, we got a lot of work ahead of us. What's the first thing I think we should do? One, make sure that our roots are solid. If you're here today and you're looking for a place to settle, the first thing you have to do is you have to plant roots. Amen? You got to plant roots. Without roots, you can't produce. Without roots, there can't be no plant. Without roots, there can't be any fruit, because they're going to know us by our fruits. And I meet them all the time. Oh, God is using me. And you don't know how many phone calls I get. Oh, I want to come and minister to your church because you have a wonderful church. And you always take care of those who come. And I always ask two very simple questions. I said, yes, that's exciting. That's really good. Hey, who's your pastor? Oh, I had one, but we got in a fight, and I had to beat him up, and I had to move on. And close your ears if you don't want to hear this. I said, where do you tithe? Tithing is for the old days. It's not for today. I said, well, there's not a darn thing you can say to these people. Really, that firm. Why? Because everybody wants to present a gospel that is not from the Bible. We believe very simple. We're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you notice, New Beginnings does not have a denominational symbol. Nothing wrong with denominational. Okay, nothing wrong with it. We just choose not to have a denominational label because we want people from the south, east, west, and north to show up at New Beginnings and start a New Beginnings in Christ Jesus. Amen. Will it ever be perfect? No. So go and be the gospel that Jesus called us to be. in Jesus' name. As Valerie and Elizabeth comes, I'll leave you with this Chinese wisdom. It's a great quote. We've already learned that there's five Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and us. Keep in mind, our eyes have to be on Jesus. Plant roots. Somebody say amen. Put your eyes on Jesus. America is not being attacked by no demonic influence. I'll try to explain it, even though we all believe there's some demonic stuff going on in America. All we have to do is learn to use the shield of faith. You're leaving with three things this morning. Plant roots, eyes on Jesus, and learn to use the shield of faith. Come on, somebody say it.
Faith.
And so what does the shield of faith do? It quenches the darts of the enemy. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. The moment you say, God, give me patience. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah? Yeah? The moment you say, Jesus, use me. Oh, Lord. And you're wondering, that was the wrong prayer. No, that was the right prayer. Because what he's going to do will be number four. He's going to build your faith. What needs to be built if it's not your faith? Because nothing else is going to matter if you don't have faith in God. The Great Commission. We've been commissioned by God to go, be sent out, become the fifth gospel to the community and say, hello, my friend. My name is Bobby Aragon. I represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you like to know who he is? Invite him and let God do the rest of the work. That's all you got to do. Just invite him and let God do the rest of the work. Try not to do the work of the Lord. Let me leave you with this. It's a Chinese wisdom. Somebody needs to hear this one. To understand the road ahead, ask those who are coming back. Don't take advice from people who have never been where you wish to go. Talk to those who've been there, done that. They'll give you a wisdom that comes from heaven. Exciting times, difficult times. But we're going to go and become focused on the good news of Jesus Christ. That Jesus still saves today. Amen. Sister Valerie, begin to worship.